This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Starting on Tuesday, we want to start with God. And, you know, we're talking all this week about five things that you should put into your life every day if you want to walk with God and live as a Christian. Well, the reason we want to do those things is because life is so different when God is at the center of it. And you know, it's true of anything you want to develop in your life. If you want to grow in that area, you just have to put some time into it. And there's nothing better in your life than walking through life knowing God is on your side, God is walking with you, He's blessing what you're doing and making it fruitful in the ways that He wants to use you. You can have that in your life, but you need to walk with God for that to be the case. And to walk with God, you really need to put these five things into every day of your life. They don't all take big amounts of time, but they are all crucial to walking with God. Yesterday, we looked at the first thing that should be a part of every day of your life, and that is God's Word, the Bible. Building your life on God's Word just gives you that solid foundation and makes the whole building of your life be sure and steady and strong rather than crumbling and weak and falling apart. Well, the second thing that you need to put into every day of your life is prayer, talking with God. I want to read you one of the most simple, plain, obvious in meaning verses in the whole Bible. It's in the book of 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 5 and verse 17. Here's the whole verse. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It's one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Three words. Pray without ceasing. Well, why would it say something like that? And what is really the importance of prayer in my life? Isn't prayer just sort of this ritual activity that some people do when they go to church and everyone reads words on the screen and prays at the same time, almost like more reciting than praying? Or maybe you're used to a church where people just read their prayers, or maybe they don't read their prayers, but they just, prayer kind of has a cadence. Oh, Lord, I come to you about this. And Lord, this. And there's this kind of feeling that it's not real communication with God. It just feels like it's a performance of some kind. Well, that's not what praying without ceasing is all about. Praying without ceasing is that ongoing line of communication between you and God. Talking with God. That's what it is. And you know how when you're with someone in the same room as them all throughout the day, you may both be working on different things or whatever, but without even thinking, you'll just say a word or two to the other person and they'll respond and you might get back into what you're doing and then you'll just comment about something else or they'll bring something up. And it's like this companionship. You're not focused on it. It's not your big thing, but just throughout your time there in that room working alongside of each other, you're just commenting back and forth. Well, that's kind of the idea of praying without ceasing. It's this underlying current of communion between you and God that you need to build in your life. So how can you build that? Well, it starts with the times that are focused prayer. That is, each morning, when you stop and read God's Word for a few minutes, then just stop and talk to God. God, here's what I feel like you're saying to me when I read that out of your Word this morning, and here's my response to you. And God, you know these things I'm facing today, and you just talk through your day with God and ask for His involvement and His help. And God, you know I've really got this crisis, and I know only you can come through. Please, will you? And you just start bringing your things to God. Well, you get in that attitude at the beginning of the day of bringing things to God, and then you just gradually, through time, learn to carry that sense of God's presence into your whole day and just chat with Him all day about the things going on. It'll change your life, and it's the only way to walk with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.